This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Communication Ministry seeks suggestions on draft of National Artificial Intelligence Policy. Policy sets goal of bringing transformative changes in socio-economic and administrative sectors. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli instructs Nepal Police to conduct fair investigations based on evidence and facts. Foreign affairs experts stress on maintaining balanced approach in Nepal's foreign policy, suggest broader cooperation with neighboring countries to address cross-border issues, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party Bharatiya Janata Party wins New Delhi election, BJP to form government after 27 years. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Communication and Information Technology has prepared a draft of National Artificial Intelligence Policy 2081 with an objective of systematic development of the artificial intelligence and encouraging its use in the country. The Ministry has asked suggestion on the draft of the policy. The policy has set a goal of bringing transformative change in socio-economic and administrative sector of the country through the medium of AI. The draft states that the policy has a potential for socio-economic transformation through the use of AI in education, health, transport, tourism, agriculture, finance, natural disaster management, art and entertainment sector, increasing AI literacy and efficiency. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the Nepal Police to conduct fair investigations based on evidence and facts while inaugurating the Blue Pavilion in the Nepal Police premises at Prakriti Mandap in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Oli directed them to work with determination in maintaining the rule of law and ensuring peace and security in the country. During the event, Prime Minister Oli released the second part of the history of the Nepal Police and honored officials, technicians and builders who contributed to the construction of the building. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak expressed his commitment to quickly pass the amendment bill of the Nepal Police Act in Parliament, incorporating any constructive suggestions that may arise. Addressing the same program, the Inspector General of Police, Basant Bahadur Kumar, handed over a check for 7.4 million rupees to the Prime Minister for the Prime Minister's Disaster Relief Fund. Speakers have underscored a balanced foreign policy for Nepal. They voiced their views on Nepal's foreign policy, status of the border and contemporary issues at a session in the ongoing Janakpur Literature Festival at Dhanusa District. Foreign affairs expert Indra Adhikari pointed out the need for Nepal to maintain a balanced approach in its foreign policy, particularly with its immediate neighbors India and China. He stressed that Nepal should establish its independent identity in the international relations while continuing to adhere to the non-aligned movement policy. Highlighting the historical context of Nepal's foreign policy and current perspectives, journalist Sudhir Sharma noted Nepal has witnessed fluctuations in the history of its foreign affairs. Likewise, journalist and analyst Tulanarayan Shah acknowledged the critical role of effective foreign policy to ensure prosperity of the borders. Property worth around 5 million rupees was gutted in fire occurred at the Ministry of Water Supply in Simhadarbhar this morning. The office room of Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav caught fire at 8:35 a.m. Two television sets, one desktop computer as well as furniture were destroyed in the fire. Joint Secretary at the Ministry, Ramakanta Duwari, said the property worth 5 million was gutted. The causes and actual details of the loss of the property have not been received yet. However, the documents of the Ministry were not damaged in the fire. The budget expenditure of the provinces in 6 months of the current fiscal year 2024-25 is disappointing. As per the half-yearly review report released by the government, budget expenditure of the provinces is only 16.18% of the annual target so far. The province governments had brought the budget of total 278.69 billion rupees in the current fiscal year. However, they have spent only 45.9 billion rupees till the 13th of January in 2025. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has urged the farmers not to use excessive toxicity in agricultural crops. The minister made the request while inspecting the collective onion farming by the farmers at Kawaswati Municipality 15 in Nawalparasi, Bardaghat East this morning. Minister Adhikari claims to have been able to convince the farmers that the government looks after them when they are in deficit. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्टरनेट मसाफ गर्नुस
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट
कति मिनेट गयो भनेको
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरु खरीद गर्न *1415 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Israel and Hamas are carrying out a prisoner swap, the latest exchange under the deal to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, Hamas released 3 Israeli captives on Sunday morning. The 3 civilian men, 52-year-old Eli Sharabi, 34-year-old Or Levy and 56-year-old Ohad Ben Ami were released under the first phase of the truce, which runs until early March. Shortly afterwards, Israel began releasing Palestinian prisoners, with 183 due to be released throughout the day. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, Bharatiya Janata BJP, has won the New Delhi election. The BBC cited the Election Commission of India as saying the BJP has won or is leading in 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, is ahead in 22 seats. With the lead in the election, BJP will now form the government in Indian capital Delhi after 27 years as it scripted an impressive election victory. A party that wins more than the halfway mark of 35 seats can form the government. The election was a battle of prestige for both the BJP and AAP, given Delhi's symbolic importance as the country's capital. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy at one or two places in mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhupashchim province. And it will be partly cloudy to mainly fair in hilly and Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communication Ministry seeks suggestions on draft of National Artificial Intelligence Policy. Policy sets goal of bringing transformative changes in socio-economic and administrative sectors. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli instructs Nepal Police to conduct fair investigations based on evidence and facts. Foreign affairs experts stress on maintaining balanced approach in Nepal's foreign policy, suggest broader cooperation with neighboring countries to address cross-border issues, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party, Bharatiya Janata Party, wins New Delhi election, BJP to form government after 27 years. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.